This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome.
Hi.
How do you do? This is the DJV show where you listen to exciting conversation and information about what's going on. I hope that my effort here is never to try to disturb you, sometimes to motivate you or move you. And then there is the side of me that loves just to have fun with the good news. I don't know whether this is good news, Jennifer, or not. There's a new divide. By the way, Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is off at the moment. She's off her meds. Or maybe, actually, she's on. She's on her meds. That's why she's not here.
She's nursing herself back to health. How about that?
Yes, she is. That's a very good way of putting it. So there's a new device. Speaking of health, researchers say that they have been able to slow down some of the effects of Alzheimer's disease with a new device that's like a pacemaker. It's a study that's being done with people not only in this country, but in other countries around the world. And they're using the same technology to treat both Alzheimer's, Jennifer, and Parkinson's. They say it won't completely stop the progress of Alzheimer's. But everybody who's participated, down to a person, has improved because of this. This is basically a scientific experiment, And the human beings who have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are the guinea pigs. For example,
I actually know someone who did the Parkinson's. I think it's related to this survey. It did not necessarily work for him.
Really?
That's because his Parkinson's, I think, was already too far advanced. But it's almost, it's like a pacemaker or it basically clicks your brain when it feels that slowing or the quickening or whatever happens with chemically in your brain when you have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's and tries to overcompensate. It's a friend of my dad's, Fred Beaton, who was in radio for a long time.
I attempted a surgery
like this, but it was years ago. So I believe it was probably at the beginning stages of this when they were starting to test out this idea.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that's what he had when I saw him at your house.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can catch it. If it can be caught and there's good to come out of this, then all the better, even if it's only a few people that can benefit from it. But the treatment, they say, even though not being used in a widespread way, in the near future, they think that with the research and the things that are coming out of it to this point, Jennifer, for example, one of the participants who couldn't prepare a meal or pick out her own outfits at the start of the study now can do both of those things.
It's really good.
So that's good. And then there are the other things that come about. The reason that we get Alzheimer's in the first place is because of our diet. It is the great American diet is not so great anymore. I was on the...
Well, genetics are also involved too, correct?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of that. There's genetics, your DNA, but what you eat, well, how you live your life, basically, exercise, some of the simplest things are a cause, if you're not doing them, if you're obese or if you're not able to exercise at all, then you're not getting blood to your brain, and the blood in the brain is a very simple way. Once you get older, your hardening arteries keep the blood flow from going up. There are a lot of restrictions, so that's why you need to kind of work hard at exercising, keeping the blood moving. And one of the ways of doing that is to use your brain more, to read more, to do things with your brain. I think we were talking about this the other day, didn't we, Kara? We were talking about Sudoku, or however you pronounce that, and what it does for your brain. You said it just hurts your brain, so you don't do
it. But it does help my brain. I just don't
it
do
it. It does help it, but it hurts,
too. I just don't do the super hard ones, because my brain is not smart enough for those.
No, I don't know about that. I think you're a pretty smart character.
I cannot stand Sudoku. I never understand where it goes. Yeah. I like crossword puzzles. I can handle that.
Yeah, crossword puzzles are very good. Very, very good for this sort of thing. So let me just step into one other puddle that we stepped into on the program earlier in the week. I think I mentioned the farm that was doing testing on monkeys, didn't I? We talked about that Monday or Tuesday of this week. Remember that conversation?
I don't, but that could have been Monday when I was without
power. May have
power,
been when you were in here.
Without cable, yeah.
Right. The PETA people and others who are responsible, these were things that were being done under the auspices of the FDA, where monkeys' brains were being cut open, and they watched the brains as they were working, trying to figure out how the electric currents go to see if they can use that information to help people who have brain disease, human beings. So monkeys being sacrificed, and a lot of people think that that's okay. If we can better human existence at the expense of a few monkeys, what's the big deal? I don't know that I buy that particularly. I'm not sure that I think that that's a cool thing to do. So now there's word that monkeys are being tested like this in Germany, and it's being done by the government in cooperation with Volkswagen. Listen to this. This is really something that may send you over the edge here. The critics have drawn parallels with the Volkswagen emissions test, which has become a scandal because the government and the regulators are the ones who are involved in this. Now, can you imagine our government sanctioning something like this? Which, in fact, they kind of did. The FDA was behind, or at least supportive of, the study of cutting the monkeys' brains open to watch how the electric connections were working, so they could measure them better or easier or whatever. And now the Germans are using these monkeys in confined circumstances, like garages, where they run diesel engines. They're trying to prove that diesel, the pollution that comes out of a diesel engine, isn't any worse for you than what comes out of a gas engine. So they put these monkeys in and see how long it takes them to die. And as a result of that, what I see here, this is done at Achtung University in Aachen, Germany. That's where the study's being. Do you think I did a good job of that? Achtung University in Aachen, Germany. Images of humans being exposed to gas in airtight chambers, and then the results of the monkey test and pictures of that have done a lot to raise uncomfortable associations with the Nazis. Duh, you think? They're putting monkeys into garages and filling them with the fumes from diesel engines, from Volkswagens and BMWs.
And why? Just
because they want to prove that it doesn't take, that they can, they both die in about the same amount of time. That is, the fumes that come out of a gas engine and the fumes that come out of a diesel engine, it takes about the same amount of time to kill the monkeys. So they want that, and they're using that as a proof that diesel engines are no more harmful than gas engines, because since the outcry over the diesel engines and Volkswagen and, you know, all of the corruption that was associated with that, over in Europe, the governments there are looking to sort of calm this down, because there was a lot of political corruption apparently involved in the testing, or the way that the diesel engines were, the supervision of the testing to allow them to be driven in the first place. So now they say, well, here, we did all of the work. The emissions that you're concerned about are not any more harmful than gas. And look, here's the proof. It took the monkeys in the garage where the diesel engine was running the same amount of time to die as the garage where the gas engine was running, and the monkeys in there died. I can't get myself into a place where I think that animals are in many ways just as much a part of the planet and what goes on here. And I think that the things that we do in the name of killing animals for sport or for research or anything else is just barbaric.
Well,
if you're going to kill them because you got to eat them, if you can't live without eating them, that's one thing. Excuse me, Jennifer, what did you say?
No, it's just the study seems ridiculous to begin with.
Right, of course it's ridiculous.
But I'm curious about whether, would you feel better if there were humans being used in this?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they should do it at all. They have these little things called, in California, hello, they have the smog test.
Right.
And they stick these things, these rods up the pipe of the car, and they measure what's coming out of the engine. What do they need to put monkeys in the garage for?
I'm not a big animal tester, but I do think in some cases it's just it's necessary. This just doesn't seem like the most necessary of research. It sounds dumb to me.
Yeah. You get your car tested. We do it here in Massachusetts. Most states now have emissions control as part of getting an inspection sticker. And you've got that what they started calling the smog testing, but it's basically emission testing. And they stick these three-foot-long rods that measure what's coming out of the engine. They stick them up the tailpipe. I don't get it. So anyway, I guess I've said what I needed to say about that. It's just, people are funny. And maybe that's just what it is. It's just, why take the path of least resistance? You can hear how frustrated I am with this. It's just really, it's crude and cruel and unnecessary. So, anyway, I think I made my point. Well, maybe it's just because I've grown up around these wonderful animals. They're on the farm. I look at their eyes. I couldn't imagine. I don't even, you know, I've made this a point. Over the years, I've talked about this on my American Family Farmer show and here on this program any number of times, how I don't slaughter the animals on the farm because I don't believe that there's a way of doing it that's humane, and so I don't do it. You know, a lot of slaughterhouses, they just put a bullet in their head and they cut their throats, and it's horrible, it's barbaric. And again, there are ways of doing it. I mean, the cows are sensitive, and they know when they're going down the chute what's going to be at the other end of the chute. They know it. That's why every once in a while you hear about a cow that escapes from the slaughterhouse. They know what's going on. They do. And so think about that the next time you dig into a big, juicy hamburger. Think about the eyes of the cow.
You just ruin everything.
No, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix the problem right now. We're talking about...
This is the guy who likes to sneak a peek at some sausage. Come on. Don't do that to us.
Well, but that's different, kind of.
Oh, right.
No,
totally
it's not.
Different.
It's a bunch of all of it put together.
Maybe worse, actually.
All right. So let's put our imaginations to work on your immune system. As long as we're talking about how to maintain your health and well-being... The balance of Mother Nature from the balance of nature that's now being retained by modern science. The nutritional equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and 10 servings of vegetables that you get every day when you take your fruits and veggies from balanceofnature.com. There are no synthetics. There are no additives. There are no fillers. This is a proprietary blend of the best of all the fruits. I did a lot of reading on the plane because I've spent the last 2 days with Jack Stockwell, and he just loaded me up with all kinds of things about food and what we ought to be eating and even the kinds of fruits. If I'm going to eat fruit, you know, he tells Karen got Victoria on this same thing as well, whole business of having a lot of fruit which is full of sugar because a lot of fruit is a lot of sugar. So there are certain kinds of fruits like apples and berries and cherries and that sort of thing that have no real measurable sugar in them. And that's what goes into the fruits in the Balance of Nature product. They dry the fruits. They put them in a capsule. And you take the capsule every morning and every night, enhancing your immune system immediately. The benefits of this are fabulous. Fruits and veggie products provide you with the real nutrition of all these whole fruits and vegetables, supplementing your body with powerful antioxidants, and this is the way to enhance your immune system. So build it up and keep it strong with Balance of Nature products. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV, promo code DJV. You get a free month supply of the Balance of Nature products. Help yourself to health. Your immune system will thank you for it. So will your body. Get the products at balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm trying to put you in the worst mood, P1 greener than your church shoes, really point to just to hurt you.
Alright, time for some news in the form of music news here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. This is the first of a number of musical talents for the Panorama Music Festival. They announced their lineup featuring The Weeknd, Janet Jackson, The Killers, and more. A group called The Killers?
Yeah.
Really?
They're super well known.
Isn't this The Weeknd?
Yeah, that was The Weeknd. This is The Killers.
Uh-huh. These are The Killers. Them too.
Yeah.
All right, so the festival, let's see here, kicking off Friday, July 27th, The Weeknd headlining. It's only, I guess that makes sense, The Weeknd headlining on the first day of the weekend, right?
Right, of course.
And then the Janet Jackson performance will be on Saturday. And then the festival concludes on Sunday with The Killers, The XX. I don't know who that is. Who's The XX?
They're like an indie rock band or like duo or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Any good?
I don't like them that much, so you probably wouldn't like them.
Good. That's right. If you don't like them,
I don't like them.
Yeah. Right. All right. So the Panorama Festival. How long has this been going on? The Panorama Festival. It's in New York City.
I've never heard of it before. I don't know if Victoria's heard of it because she's in New York, but yeah, this is a new one to me.
Yeah. If you want to buy tickets, they go on sale tomorrow at 10 in the morning. If you're interested in going to New York for some of these talents, help yourself. All right, 25 after the hour. Next up here is a letter to Justin Timberlake because he is the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. A lot of people excited, highly anticipated performance. The Parents Television Council has sent an open letter to him asking him to keep his performance family friendly. Obviously thinking or suggesting that he was responsible the last time he was the halftime performance with Janet Jackson for Nipplegate.
That's right. No nipples.
Right? No nipples. Been a long time since he... Here's how the... You want to read... I'll just read the letter, right? You want me to do that?
Sure.
It's been a long time, almost 14 years, since you, the Super Bowl, and the Parents Television Council were all mentioned in the same sentence. Much has changed since that time, but while much has changed, some remains the same. The fallout of your performance during the Super Bowl left an indelible mark, You really threw us and millions of parents who are watching with their children. While the Parents Television Council acknowledged that Timberlake apologized for the incident, they asked that he stay true to his word and not let it happen again. You know how stupid that is? This whole thing is just rock-solid stupid.
Do you think the Parents Council would be angry if Justin Timberlake was shirtless on the TV?
No. And they're so useless. I remember the guy who used to run this. He was a real whack job, former Politico assistant to somebody. I wish I could remember his name. He was red hair and red beard. Do you remember him, Jennifer?
I don't.
I can't remember his name. He was just the biggest phony. And the Parents Television Council is just another one of those 501c3s that exist to give former people who are related to people in Congress a job. They have no teeth. They have no value. All they're trying to do in this is to raise some. Do you think that Timberlake is going to pull any? And the fact that they're suggesting it just tells you that the motivation for doing it is just to get their name in the newspaper again.
I think that Justin Timberlake doesn't like a lot of controversy, and I think he was surprised by what happened. And, you know,
what I said, what I hope happens is that he brings back.
Janet.
Yeah, Janet. Sorry. Wow, I almost just said Jennifer Lopez. Got the J's mixed up. I hope he brings back Janet, and then she rips his shirt off. I'd be okay with that. Everyone would be okay with that, right?
Yeah, we'd be okay with that.
Double standard.
It is a double standard.
Why can't they rip off a girl's shirt? They can rip off a guy's shirt. Why can't they rip off a girl's shirt?
I don't know. I think it's stupid, but personally, I would be okay with seeing him shirtless. I don't really care about seeing Janet Jackson shirtless. I mean, it's not a huge deal to me, but I don't know. I think it would be funny. I think then
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Now 34 minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Like us on Facebook if you're following us there. Some of the stories and some of the things going on with us are posted on Facebook.com/DJV show. As a matter of fact, that's where I heard from someone who said, will you stop teasing us with some of these stories and give us the real story? Give us the information. Don't just mention it and throw it away.
Juice. Right.
All right. So this is the story of Katrina Bookman, who was playing the slots at Resorts Casino. The machine lit up, and the screen displayed the words, printing cash ticket, $42,949,672.
Oh. See ya.
What? You'd say that to me?
I would
Come
not
on.
Say that to you, but I would be very excited to say it to a lot of my debt holders.
All right, that's it. So anyway, the casino said the slot had malfunctioned. Instead of millions, she was awarded a steak dinner and $2.25 that was what she actually had won on the machine.
No.
The Gaming Commission ruled that there was clearly a display malfunction, and the machine's maximum payout was $6,500. Slot machine was fixed and operating the following day. So Ms. Bookman, clever girl that she is suing Resorts World Casino and International Game Technology, who made the one-armed bandit.
What if she had had, like, a heart attack from being so excited that she won?
I don't know.
Then what are they going to do?
She has a selfie that's posted she took with a machine that showed that she'd hit the big one with her, the slot, like one of those lucky slot machines, you know.
Well,
you've all seen them.
But this is the casino's problem, because how hard is it to figure out what in the heck you're doing when you play a slot machine? It's not like the old days where you were looking for three cherries or three sevens,
right,
or whatever it was.
Yep.
Now there's like 4,000 different ways that you can win or not win. And no one ever knows. You just get excited when you hear the buzz or the sirens go off.
Right.
So I don't know. I wonder how the law sees this. Right. You know what I mean, though. They have so many different rows now, and you can play up and down and sideways, and it's dumb.
All right. Next up, the gangway. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
San Francisco's oldest continuously operating gay bar, shutting its doors. It's going to be changed into a theater and a laundromat.
Oh.
The theater is the Kung Fu Action Theater and Laundry Operation. It first opened in 1910, serving, even during Prohibition, the gay community in San Francisco, and continued with this specific clientele through some tough times in the 60s. That's when Harvey Milk, remember him?
Sure.
He was the mayor and he got killed. And so there are all kinds of things that are in this museum full of relics, homages to the struggle of gay pride and the gay lifestyle. So one would wonder in San Francisco why they would be closing this, because I think there'd be plenty of business there for that. And I'm not being facetious. If something like that can't make it in San Francisco, it can't make it anywhere. Yeah, exactly. The Kung Fu Action Theater and the laundromat. I don't know about that. All right, let's check the weather. Temperatures in Russia this morning, minus 88 degrees Fahrenheit in Ukalia. You know what that is? It's a remote region in Siberia. 88 degrees below zero, and apparently 12 people in the last 24 hours have frozen to death.
I would think so.
Picture somebody with frozen eyelashes and frozen eyebrows and frozen lips and a frozen nose. Imagine if you had a cold and you had to blow your nose and 88 degrees below zero. What's going to come out?
A cold is the least of your worries at 88 below.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, so the rest of the winter, in terms of the weather predictors, colder and snowier in the Northeast. The Midwest and the Northern Plains will feel a deep chill. And the Southeast and the Southwest are expected to have warmer, drier, milder conditions. So we have very warm weather in Southern California and dry. It's supposed to be stormy in the Northwest. More frequent storms, for example, here. I'm back on the farm today. It snowed yesterday, and it's supposed to snow again late today and tomorrow. And the temperature is about just a little below freezing now. And so, but the bitter cold that gripped the Northeast, it starts all in the upper Midwest, and there's another one of those Montreal Express, or what do they call them, polar vortexes? Bitter cold coming across from Idaho to the Dakotas, Montana, I don't know how much snow they've had up around Buffalo. I was trying to figure that out, because that's always where the indicator is of a really bad winter. If the snow is bad up there, it's going to be bad everywhere. So, also dry in Texas, the Texas Panhandle, that area there. But there's more of a risk for citrus to freeze. They had some problems early in the season, and it looks like that sort of thing is going to repeat itself again, so be careful. I'm going down to Orlando next Monday, see Dr. Ken, and I told him if he wanted to have a prescription for a good visit, make sure it's warm. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy, look at you.
I know. That's
You're
terrible,
so punny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another person in the news for us to consider is Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald. You know who she is?
Mm-mm.
Top health official, ran the CDC in this administration. She resigned after Politico reported that just 1 month into her tenure, she bought shares in a tobacco company. Leading cause of preventable death is tobacco.
Ah, the CDC woman, sure.
Dumb enough to do this. She's got to be as dumb as a post. First of all, to buy any stock in anything once you get these jobs you don't do. And secondly, if you're running the CDC, what does she know about the tobacco industry or what's going on there? I mean, the woman's got to be just stupid. She has complex financial interests, her spokesperson said, and then recused herself because she couldn't talk any more about it due to the nature of the financial interests. She couldn't divest them. Okay, so you can't divest them, but you're going to buy more shares? Does that make any sense at all?
Nope.
No. Isn't there a law? You're usually up on these sorts of things. Isn't there a law that bars insider trading by members of Congress or people who are in government? Huh?
Yeah. Isn't insider there? Trading. Yeah, you can't do that.
No. So why is... where do these people come from? I don't... You know, there are a lot of good things to say about Trump, or a number. I don't know if a lot is the right word for it, but a number of good things to say about Trump and the continuing focus on his State of the Union address and that sort of thing. But he doesn't have a lot of good people around him. I think there are some...
I think he does. People. I just think that there are so many that the pool isn't that big anymore. Everybody's got their own interest and...
Because people don't want to serve.
We need to start reaching outside of politics, which was initially what he said he was going to do. And then I think a lot of people
drain the swamp.
Pulled him back and said, well, you need people who know how to do some of this stuff. So then it's the fine line of how you find people who are not part of the swamp, but who also know how the system works.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there are a lot of things that need to be cleaned up here, including another item that the FDA is up to its ears in. The cosmetics industry, if you think they have your safety at heart, maybe you ought to think again, because an independent laboratory has found deadly carcinogens in children's makeup. And apparently it's still perfectly legal in our country. There are 17 products designed for children to put directly on their skin, eyeshadow, glitter, powders, that sort of thing. And they were all for sale at Claire's stores. Jennifer, I don't know what Claire's stores
are. Claire's are like an accessory store. They sell jewelry. They're almost in every single mall.
They
kind of market towards the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old, kind of that tween market.
Really?
Although I still buy earrings there and stuff. I wouldn't buy cosmetics there. Because they just don't feel that great, but
yeah, that's
I know
where they have the you get free ear piercings too if you go there. So that's where most little girls or anyone who wants their ears pierced when they're a little kid, that's where most of them go. That's where I went.
Really,
yeah. I got my second hole punctured there, and it was not even. So I eventually had to let that close.
Yeah,
they're not actually great at it.
Well, this is something. They've been investigating for about a year. No level of exposure to asbestos is safe. And yet companies are still allowed to manufacture goods with asbestos as long as it accounts for less than 1% of the product.
Dumb.
Asbestos has been banned in this country since the 80s, for God's sakes. It's horrible, horrible stuff.
Yeah, I would love to see a report on what it's like for other makeup brands that adults buy. I'm sure it's, I'm not sure, but it's probably more harmful for children since they're not fully developed. But, I mean, you have to be really careful when you're buying makeup. If you care about this stuff and if you care about what you're putting on your body, you have to do a lot of research because, you know, luckily there are more companies now that have products that aren't tested on animals and products that don't have these chemicals, but a ton of them still do. And anytime you go to a drugstore or any makeup store, I mean, I would say probably at least half of those products are going to have ingredients in it that you shouldn't really be putting on your face or your body.
Well, I want to know what the government's if the government or if the Congress passed a ban on this, and the EPA is supposed to be enforcing it, you know, I'm all for cutting back on a lot of the regulations that the EPA has inserted into our lives. Allowing asbestos to be used, it's outlawed in 50 countries, but not in the United States completely.
Isn't it what was made in, like, the ceilings? It wasn't that stuff that you find in
ceiling
tiles?
Yeah, wrap around pipes and things like that. Yeah.
Why are you making glitter out of that stuff?
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's nice to think that it's going on your kid's face, right?
Mm-hmm. I wonder about some of that kid's makeup, though. If you feel it, usually when you're, maybe because I'm a makeup snob, you feel how, like, the softness of makeup, that always makes me want to buy it. With some of this kid's makeup, it's so rough and cheap. I don't know.
It smells like Play-Doh. It smells like plastic. It smells gross. It feels gross. But, yeah, because they're a little kid, parents obviously don't want to be spending $50 on an eyeshadow palette for a 10-year-old who's going to, you know, make a mess of it. So it's easy to just go to Claire's and buy something for $10. And you're right. You're getting what you're paying for there.
You know, this is very interesting because I have never heard of Claire's before. It's not like I'd go there shopping anyway.
I'm sure if you've been to any kind of mall in the last 10, 15 years, even if you haven't realized what it was, you've passed one. Because, it's in pretty much every mall everywhere.
Okay. All right, one more item here with regard to the government, the FDA, and what's going on in terms of approvals. There's a biotech research firm called the Insiders, and they're doing ongoing research and diligence into FDA approvals, because a lot of the drug companies are demanding accelerated approval, and the revenue growth that goes with it is obviously good for the portfolio of the people who have these stocks and the stockholders in general, and so it's great because that's their job. There's a company pointed out in the research from Consumers, it's called Biomed Inc., and they are trying to deliver more effective treatments for glaucoma and bone cancer, liver cancer, that kind of stuff. They are developing these, but the idea here is to license and acquire innovative life sciences. This is their mission statement. And what they've been doing is basically, I can't say they're paying off the FDA, but the acceleration and advancement of the approval process for their company in comparison to what's gone on with other companies that are doing the same thing, coming under review, wondering why. And the obvious reason is because, maybe it isn't so obvious to some people, but obvious as you look at it, because they have people that were working in their company that worked at the FDA for a while. This is the old ruse that I'm talking about with almost all of the government agencies now. You said earlier, Jennifer, where do you get good people?
I know.
To run
who are untouched by all this corruption.
Right. They grab these people out of the industry that they're regulating. They go into the regulatory mode. They pass rules and regulations, and they go back to work for the company. And in this case, that's exactly what happened with this company. They had people working inside of the FDA. They changed the rules for their company, and then they left, and their company got away with it and had a huge, because of what they were doing, huge growth in stock. And that's the insider trading that we were talking about, that kind of stuff that's going on. It's just unacceptable. Wow. Asbestos still around. That's a head turner, isn't it, huh? 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJB show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Now, 53 past the hour, as we continue, our focus on your health is one of the important things on any of the programs that I do, but certainly healthy living, Dr. Ken Kronhaus being here to help out. He's going to talk to us about Alzheimer's in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about krill oil being combined with fish oil by the folks at Purity Products. And what you get out of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is energy, protection for your cardiovascular system, and better joint comfort. You're boosting with the krill oil that's part of this. You're boosting the ability of your joints to protect themselves. The bursas that are there need liquid around them, and that's what the krill oil is all about. It's fabulous. This is a great idea, brilliant on the part of Purity Products. So if you would like to get a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 without having to pay for it, free, you don't have to steal it, they'll give you a bottle. Call 800-355-1493, and you get a free bottle of the krill oil combined with omega-3. Fish oil, krill oil together, free bottle from Purity, 800-355-1493. Take advantage of this opportunity now while you can. Pay a little shipping, and that's it. Claim your free bottle at 800-355-1493. All right, so Ken, I promised that we'd get started talking about the information you have gleaned from the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. The amount of exercising, maybe simple walking, and what it does for your brain.
Sure. This comes out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease this month, that Doug, a healthy lifestyle can help protect us from the effects of aging on the brain, which include loss of memory and the ability to think. One of the simple things we can do to boost brain health involves walking more. The magic number appears to be over 4,000 steps per day. Those who walk more than 4,000 steps per day have a thicker hippocampus. That's the part of the brain that's involved in a lot of thought and memory. They have better attention, speedier information processing, and better working memory to help make spontaneous decisions. So you want to get out there and walk, maybe get a Fitbit, and count at least 4,000 steps a day.
4,000. Do you have one of the Fitbits, and how many steps a day do you think you take?
I get more than 4,000 steps a day. And I also work out, and, you know, I did 30 minutes of aerobics just yesterday. And I do 30 minutes of aerobics on the machines three times a week. And the other days, I do get a lot of steps.
Do you need, do you think, using you as an example, is that overdoing it? Is it more because you walk around your office as much as you do and walk in your daily life? I mean, I think if we had, if all of us had these Fitbits and we could actually see how many steps we took in a day, I think you'd be amazed. Because I don't think we're conscious of how many steps. I think 4,000 isn't many steps at all. I don't know, a lot of people take 10, 12, 14,000 steps.
I think someone like yourself on the farm easily takes more than 4,000, but it's very different. You know, some people amazingly do almost nothing all day. Some people do too much a day.
Wow.
So it's all individualized. You need to know what you're doing.
All right. And with regard to Alzheimer's, I was talking earlier about this new device that may slow down the effects of Alzheimer's, the research that is being used, a study where scientists implant wires and stimulated devices into the brains of patients who have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and they're shocking the areas of the brain where the disease starts. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I think this is just, you know, this is hopeful, but early, and it's a very small number of patients and with not a lot of good follow-up. And this is the kind of report that's to get us excited so that we support it financially. And, you know, I hope it turns out, but I think it's just too early to make any conclusions.
So could we make that, I don't want to say assumption, but maybe that's the right word here. Could we make that assumption for a lot of these, what basically turn into PR attempts to
absolutely
get money, maybe investors.
Yes, that's
to,
the way that, it works. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you heard us talking earlier about how somebody got into trouble with, I think, the woman that's directing the CDC because she bought stock in a tobacco company.
Yes, and that just this week she was installed a couple of days ago, and she just resigned. And I, you know, that's a little hard to
fathom.
To
anybody would be that stupid. You know, you got to wonder whether these people have any.
It's not in my list of things to talk about.
No, I understand. Well, it ought not to be in anybody's list of things to talk about if they do a better job of figuring or vetting these people or figuring what they're all about at any rate. Okay, so some good news for those who are concerned. I think I told you I did my 23andMe thing. And one of the things they're really concerned about is your DNA and how it may affect your chance to get Alzheimer's. I'd be interested to get the results back again. Dr. Kim.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.